This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, October 24th, this episode 1631 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Grease.
And we're 1 week from Halloween. I was going to say, let's do a Halloween show, but that means we're doing a show on Halloween.
Oh.
Technically the day before when we record. But
so we come up in here like costumed out?
You don't have to wear a mask, Grease.
You can. Are you dressing up this year for Halloween?
I'm going to.
Well, yeah. That's a given.
Well, that's a given.
My daughter wants me to go as No Noggin.
We think we talked about this.
Yeah, No Noggin right now.
No Noggin, if you don't know, is a villain. I'm sorry, a villain, a fictional spiritual being in Curious George.
And thinks it's a scarecrow.
It's like a headless horseman kind of character.
Right.
My son, when he was little, was terrified of it. But he is no longer.
Still going as No Noggin, I guess.
Is she going as George or as the man in the
No, she's going as Vampirina.
So you're just going to...
No, it's not a context character.
No, she just loves
her. You could go with the blue paint and be the dad, be James Vanderbeek in Vampirina.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Paint yourself blue, Tobias. See what happens.
He does a... blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of Vanderbeek, if you listen to this week's podcast, Logan was on, and we talked about James Vanderbeek.
We did?
What?
Yeah, no recollection.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it.
If yeah, you
well, I said I'm a Vanderbeeker.
Oh, yeah, the Dawson's Creek thing. People were livid.
No, one person
you're right.
Made a comment one and person. Said I'm Team Pacey. So
you know
what? It's always...
People were livid.
It's always the
individual.
One.
Just one guy trying to get attention.
Exactly so.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no noggin over here.
Yeah, that's a good insult. Yeah.
Good job, no noggin.
I feel like our listeners would probably agree that that's the best character for you.
But
you're no noggin.
Yeah.
But you're going as, well, she's, your daughter's going as a Disney-themed character. I mean, Vampirina making her appearances in the parks now.
Right.
A couple
really?
Months.
In parks?
Like
yeah.
I think she's like full on in like the... In the air, they're going to add her
no,
to
the
new
show.
No,
she was at the Not So
Scary.
She was at
Not So Scary. And then they're going to add her to the animation courtyard in the next couple months.
Pretty Got cool.
And yeah, we didn't see her.
Her costume is pretty cool looking. Like,
Vampirina is one of those IPs that, to me, feels like should have never gotten out of development.
Right.
But for some reason, it's like the most popular thing yeah. ever. Like, your daughter's
Love
obsessed
Love
with Vampirina.
Vampirina and the Goo Girls and all of that. And the what are they?
The Goo Girls?
Yeah, they're like a girl band. The Vampirina is in? Or no, she's... She's obsessed with the Scare Girls.
And they have the, what's the ukulele?
The Spookalele.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she has that.
And we have one too.
And she's got a backpack.
I don't know. I feel like the guy showed up to the meeting though and was like, oh, crud, it's pitch day.
It was a book originally.
Vampire for like,
children.
Friendly kids.
Little kid.
And the executives in there like, whew,
we're going to have to push this through.
Yeah, this he is, says, we have no other gold. Options.
Yeah. Someone said they're still waiting for my hoodie to be addressed from last week, and I don't remember. I was wearing a hoodie till just a second ago. Was
like
it just
a,
my normal blue
you
hoodie?
Like a Vineyard Vines hoodie?
I don't know.
Or was it the Jack Skellington one?
No, I'm going back in the archives. One. Please hold.
What do you mean addressed?
Is it like a political statement, Logan? Is that what you're doing, wearing the hoodie?
Yeah. It was Vampirina.
It was... Vampirina for Congress.
My son has been asking a lot about Transylvania.
It's the black bears, the red one.
Oh, I'm not answering that one. But the...
That was actually a
message
to
where did that go,
world.
By the way? I don't know where it is.
I probably stole it.
Oh, it's like the moon pie hat, because it's got grease written all over it.
It kind of does.
Yeah. My son is obsessed with talking about Transylvania now and vampires and if they were real. And for a little while, he said, was Dracula real? And I said, yes. And then in my head, I thought, yeah, I think there was a count. There's Dracula's castle in Transylvania, so there has surely had to have been a Dracula, the count of the town. No, I forgot that Bram Stoker wrote all that, and that's just fiction. But in my head, for some reason, there was at least there at least was a character. I know what I'm saying. I know how it sounds.
I feel like we're good.
Who is it based on?
Was it based on Count of Dracula?
It was an
Count
embellishment
Dracula of Transylvania?
Of,
I mean, it was a count.
Yeah, it was. He was
so
like
was a guy?
He was a kind of a warlord guy.
Listen, his name was Count Chocula. was the real guy.
There's a serial.
They changed it.
Vlad the Impaler is who he was.
Doesn't that come back every fall? Count Chocula?
Well, please. Yes.
Just for like a month of special release.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Vlad the Impaler. I know that guy.
That was who it was based off.
But there wasn't a Count Dracula.
His name was Vlad Dracula.
Oh, it was?
In Romanian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah, so there was.
Yes.
And he would impale people.
Uh-huh.
That's a heck of a name.
Mm-hmm.
That's
old Vlad.
Old Vlad just going in and paling.
When
that's
you
right.
When your life began as a child, you know, like some people call it birth. Mm. When you were born and your parents said, "Ah, man, we're gonna name this guy Vlad the Impaler." Just go with it.
I think the Impaler is like his wrestling name.
I think it's his finishing move. He was Vlad the Third.
That's a good wrestling
known
gimmick.
As Vlad the Impaler.
No one's done Vlad the Impaler.
Or Vlad Dracula. Well, he was a prince.
He was an account?
Of Wallachia three times before. What? You know what?
So Amanda, my wife, has spent some time in Transylvania, so she talks to him about it.
Cool.
But she says it's not as... My son's like, are there monsters walking around? I'm like, you know, like there is in the show. And he's like, not really, no. So I wonder how you feel in Transylvania. No, like if you're from Transylvania in Romania.
We were known for our beautiful gardens this guy.
But even like now you're teaching like preschool kids. Mm-hmm. Here's what your country or your area of the world is like. Your I don't know, is it province, city, state, whatever it is like it's a place where there are scary creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And monsters. And children's characters.
They teach them that in school?
Well, I mean, like preschool. Like preschool to preschool children.
Because of preschool Vampirina?
Because Vampirina. Because she's from Transylvania and moves to Pennsylvania.
Mm.
How about that?
Just got to be
Homer Rob Johnson.
Woo.
Not Johnston with a T. Rob Johnson, different guy.
Mm-hmm. Vampirina. It's in my head. I'll be stuck there all day.
What's the... They're into bubble guppies right now too. I hope she doesn't want me to go as a bubble guppy.
Bubble.
You'll be the one with like the bouffant.
I love guppies, a good bouffant though.
That's the show where they go to the restaurant, right? I want to eat at the restaurant. Isn't that? That's
I mean,
one
I
of
think
the
that's a thing.
That's in there.
My kids like kind of got a little bit into it, but never got full bubble guppy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was.
Yeah.
What? They like mermaids.
I had the
one
snorks.
Of my kids is being a mermaid.
You
for
remember
Halloween.
The snorks?
But you can't guess which one.
I remember the snorks.
Yeah.
I like the snorks.
That's the closest I got to bubble guppies. Or that's how I can relate to it.
The snorks? The closest as you got into bubble guppies as if they were around.
Well.
When you were a child.
No, they weren't. But that's how I can. I understand your interest in these underwater communities because of the snorks.
Yeah. Do you remember, was there ever a show that you were too old to watch, like a made for preschool students, but you were like, maybe you were in like first, second, third grade. Maybe you were older than that. And you're like,
Eureka's Castle.
Eureka's Castle. That's a good one. That's a great show.
That is a good one.
I have two younger sisters, and so
yeah, that's what I mean. Like
during
sit
the summer,
and watch
we
it,
were
and
we
like,
were Nick Jr. all morning.
Pretend you didn't enjoy it.
And so Eureka's Castle, Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember having to like walk out of the room because I felt like I was just kind of too old for Doug.
No.
What?
Doug's like,
still holds
no,
up.
No, Doug's not like Doug. Our not age. Doug. No, the mouse. Arthur.
He's not a mouse.
No.
He does kind of look like he's an anteater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Doug, Arthur.
Well, no, he got a real.
What are you talking about?
He's not an anteater.
Theo.
He like does a damn guy's name.
He does in the cartoon.
I love Bob.
In cartoon,
Eureka's Castle.
In the cartoon, Arthur does have a rounded face, but he is a anteater. In the books, he had
some
big
people
snout.
Prefer to say aardvark.
Aardvark, yeah, or aardvark.
Oh.
And Ziggy Marley did the song for that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I said. How'd it go? How'd the Arthur song go?
I don't remember
and
that.
And I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Oh, yeah.
Ziggy Marley. That's a good
one. Whoa. Fun fact of Arthur, still going strong.
Oh, yeah. We watch it pretty regularly.
Season 21 happening right now.
There's an episode where the Backstreet Boys visit Arthur, and they sing the theme song. It's pretty good. And they're all aardvarks. Pretty good one.
Okay.
It's a good one.
We haven't gone full boy band in a while, so it was time.
That was a good quote. I think mine was, I mean, Blue's Clues, I think I was probably like 9. And someone I remember that we like hung out with, their little son would watch it. And I would catch myself even at 9 being like, I'm kind of entertained by this. Steve, you do a good job. I want to know. I haven't solved the puzzle yet. I saw an event, and then we'll start getting to Disney. A bar crawl that was happening called Bruise Cruise. Bruise Clues.
Ooh.
Booze Cruise?
No, Bruise
Clues. Like,
bruise. But that's good too.
They should have branded it better. That's really tough to say.
Bruise Clues.
But if you guys do that, and they did a full Blue's Clues game.
Cool.
Throughout, the, like a bar crawl. It's like you have to look for the clue and everything. If it didn't happen and I dreamed it, we're doing it. That's a real game.
I just, that, I'd rather do a booze cruise.
Clues.
We know.
A cruise.
We should, like, on the pod cruise, we'll do Blue's
Booze Cruise.
They used to did a WCW cruise called the Bruise Cruise.
But people were fighting.
Yeah, people got a bruise.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on?
Yes. Yep.
I think so.
Terry's got a topic.
I do have a topic. I reached out to the Twitterverse and said, what do you guys want to talk to us? What do you want us to talk about this week? And the suggestion was...
Nothing.
Disney. Disney movies that should be rides and rides that should be movies.
I like this. I like this topic.
Yeah, this topic does have Matt Lott written all over it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Just, it has your name. Just like they tagged you a bunch of times.
Who wrote my name on it?
Okay, real quick.
I'm find your mom.
Bruce Close.
My mom did this?
Yeah, on her.
What?
Mississippi spreadsheet.
What if there's a Disney TV show that should be a movie? Elena.
Wait, it should be a movie.
Right.
That then should be made into a ride?
I mean, yes. That's what I'm going
at. We're
going
too far.
Okay.
No, the
well, movie, I'll pray about
the
it.
Luxury of Elena is that there isn't a movie. That's what makes her different.
That's a luxury?
Not a luxury. It's the wrong word. The
Elena of Avondor.
Avalor. Is that she was the first official Disney princess to not, I guess Sophia though too. I don't think Sophia counts. First Disney princess to have like just be a show.
Sophia doesn't count?
She
was the first.
Yeah, but I don't think she's like...
She was the first princess.
Wait, if you're looking at Disney princesses, like...
Wasn't Elena like trapped in the Emulon or whatever?
She was trapped in Elena was... Bart Scott, if you're watching, he knows. Elena was trapped in...
Oh, he knows the canon?
Elena
he
was trapped in...
No, spoiler alert.
In not Doc McStuff, in the other one. Sophia the First's amulet.
Bread service.
Wait.
At the void.
For 40
Doc
years.
Doc McStuffins.
Miramoto.
And Sophia... Are like linked somehow?
Not Doc. No, Elena and Sophia.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
Okay. Elena was locked in Sophia's amulet. No, it was a made for TV movie.
Mm.
I mean, they're all. I mean, technically,
they're all made for TV.
Right.
Just, at this point, they're all made for TV.
It wasn't streaming. You had to watch it live.
Made for stream.
You only premiered that new Star Wars cartoon at 10 o'clock on Disney Channel at 10 o'clock at night. They're like, it's coming tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Like, what? Who is this for?
Kids don't even have bedtimes anymore.
And I think it is. I think it's because there's no appointment television. So they're like, just throw it up there so the kids will watch it the next morning. It was okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it.
Nice.
Star Wars Resistance. I've watched the first two.
Did you see that they're going to set a budget per episode on the new Star Wars for Disflix, whatever they're calling that?
Not that. That
like the live action...
Yeah, it's going to have the Mandalorian.
It's going to have a $10 million an episode budget.
That's right.
Ding.
Which is basically the same that we have for this show.
Is it, Terry?
Yes.
Which, though, if you think if it's a long-form movie,
take
and
all
it's like
out.
A $60 million budget or something, that wouldn't blow your mind.
I think it's only 10 episodes. So if it's 10 episodes, $100 million. I think they'll make that back.
Yeah.
Mandalorian, which I already... Tried to find a cosplay hat, helmet of it, hat. Tried to find a hat.
Cosplay hat.
You know, like the goofy hat?
Like your moon pie hat.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to the topic. So this is movies that should be attractions and attractions that should be movies.
We have to have one of each.
How does this work? Which way do we go first?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We need these rules,
Terry. Well, if you bring in the topic, well, you got to have some context.
Steve Case brought these.
A Disney movie that you would love to see as a ride.
Mm.
Live action or animated?
Do you want to go first this time, Logan, so we don't steal yours?
That's a good idea, because I stole one of yours.
We have to have one of each, I'm
and
saying.
He stole your hat.
Yeah, so one of each. One first. Movie that should be a ride and one ride that should be a movie.
The obvious one is going to probably happen, so I'm not going to move, and someone else is going to take it. So, for a live-action Disney movie. I'm going to say, what's one that I wish would happen, but it's not going to happen? Escape from which mountain?
Ooh. Which version?
What?
He said, "Which version?"
I like the mix it up.
Yeah,
mixed Just, well, no, one was Escape From, one was Escape 2. I think they were in sequels.
Oh, I thought it was a reboot, right? The Rock?
The Rock, I think, was in sequel.
Okay.
Honest, I'll be would honest. I've never seen it. I have no idea.
Would it be a thriller ride or?
Because I thought the old one had sequels of its own.
Or would it be like Halloween?
Like it's like the new Halloween. They just reset it.
Oh.
You know what, though? For real, I think, I don't know. The Lion King?
I've got two good ones.
Yeah, why don't they have a Lion King ride?
They do. It's called an Animal Kingdom.
It's called Safari. You're right.
No.
There's a whole park.
No. I mean, we pushed that Frozen one real quick. It took The Little Mermaid like 25 years to get a ride.
Yeah.
So I feel like The Lion King was one that could fit in easily. I mean, there is like the Lion King thing that closed down recently with the show, I forgot about that, the Circle of Life thing. But I don't count that. That doesn't count.
That was a good show. I liked it.
What?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Where they say don't build theme parks, it hurts the environment.
I'm fine with it.
Mm.
So you don't even know what we're talking about.
I like
about.
The soundtrack.
Which one? What show are you talking about?
You don't
about?
Know what we're talking about.
Where is the show located?
The puppets.
You're talking about Festival of the Lion King.
That's different.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
We're
so
talking
maybe,
about the
okay,
Circle of
I was
Life
thinking
show.
Rides. So I'm going to go back to my original thought, Escape from Which Mountain. So move on.
Live ride or show?
See, I was thinking ride, but I think they
the
said attraction in general. So
right,
I screwed
ones.
This all up already.
It's really good. So my ride that needs to be
are
a
we doing
movie.
One at a time?
No, we're first doing movie needs to be ride.
Oh, well, this is easy.
We'll go back around.
So you're replacing Soarin' with The Rescuers Down Under.
Ooh.
And you're on the Albatross.
Okay, stop I'm down
it.
For
that's
that.
Pretty
that's
pretty awesome.
That's a genius.
They've been talked about. They've been talked about that and Up.
What?
Rescuers Down Under?
I feel like
that was
up
briefly,
boring.
I think, at least it was rumored.
Ooh, Up would
that would be so cool.
Too.
You're on
I
the
wish
Albatross.
It was
I gotta say, for all of the garbage that we've thrown at Will over Soarin', I was looking for the podcast.
Albatross.
That is literally probably the best idea
that's
you've ever had.
That's a good idea.
Like, yeah, I like
you
it.
You might get a call from Imagineering just because they're going to need your wisdom to make that happen.
Got it.
Man, I would so watch.
1-800-Imagineering.
No, it would be terrible because the screen will be warped. But,
yeah.
All right, good. Terry,
that
what do you
fun.
Got?
That was fun.
So hard to follow that one.
Yep.
Mm.
I know. I thought I got to give both. That was kind of my bam. That was my really good one. Nice.
That was really good. So what are we doing? We're
now
doing.
I wish I'd done Up because
a movie
up
that
been,
should be a ride.
Yeah. Up Soarin' would have been mine. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
hey, I thought that through.
You did.
I didn't have the thought of it.
And you wanted to give up your seat today.
Well, who's to say?
All right.
I've actually thought. Your wife actually said Moana when we were talking about this in your office before the. That it should,
just give something, Moana.
Like
just
a log
give
ride?
Her some love.
No, but I would love to see the architecture from
be awesome.
The new Pirates ride in Shanghai in a Moana kind of
yeah,
you're sailing
cool.
across.
Ooh.
But
yeah,
I,
that would be a cool boat ride.
Yeah, I've always thought that there should be some sort of Up attraction, though, that there definitely should be. That we go over Paradise Falls in the house, kind of a...
Like Peter Pan.
There's pictures everywhere to make you sad.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun ride.
You cry for the first 10 minutes through the ride, and then...
And there's a weird turn where you're like, why is this in the movie? Like yeah. when there's
and then
an
you're
old
chasing
man attacking
a bird with
people.
Chocolate, and it's just...
He can
I love,
control
it's like
animals.
My favorite, maybe my favorite Disney movie, but there is a weird turn where all of a sudden it's like there's a Star Wars scene where dogs are shooting people out of the sky, and there's an old man who looks like Walt Disney who's real angry and killing people. Like, it gets... Like
goes
as
dark.
Much as I love that movie, and it's probably my favorite Pixar movie, that and Toy Story 3 are pretty close to each other. It takes a real weird turn for a good 10 minutes there, where it's not like, oh, that guy's kind of the bad guy. It's like, no, there's a space battle in a Zeppelin. Not space, but like a, you know, he's like Red One, checking in. Like that whole scene happens. That's a little strange, but I do love it.
That was fun.
Yeah, now you were talking about a terrifying ride. The last scene... The dump scene from Toy Story 3 is a ride.
Just for 20 minutes. You're just
20
just
minutes
slowly of... moving towards, and then finally the claw gets you.
Yep.
I think the Moana log ride would be great. Or just put them in a big wave pool, and you just have to try to stay on the boat.
And
you
the little...
Yeah. You keep getting thrown back onto the boat.
You keep... Oh, yeah.
And it's the opposite. Yeah.
The chicken can keep popping up and go, ah!
Hey, hey.
Just these popping up everywhere. Ah!
Man, my kids love Hey Hey. All right, my Disney movie that I want to be a ride, and it's, I promise on my life, it was before Will went that he said that, but
Rescuers?
I'm not necessarily saying that it should be incorporated to Soarin', but something like it. No, it's the absent-minded professor with Flubber.
Okay.
And the flying
car.
That's
weird. That's a weird
call.
That
was the nutty professor.
No.
Isn't that what they called that one?
No. It's the Absent-Minded Professor.
Oh, you're right.
Which Flubber? Robin Williams
the
Flubber?
The movie was Flubber.
No, the 1960-something
like the old
Flubber.
That guy who's in everything. What's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Flubber.
Yeah, he looks like the dad.
He's not Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he's the guy. Wasn't he the dad from My Three Sons?
Yes, he was the dad in a lot of things.
It's the pre-Nicolas Cage, Nicolas Cage.
But for Disney movies.
Yep, don't Google him.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Had some stuff.
Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray, that's it. Old Freddie McMurray.
He passed away.
Boom, boom. I did not know that.
1991.
Wow. That's so actually later than I thought.
Been quite a while.
That's later than I thought. I mean, if you've ever been in an episode of The Three Stooges, I feel like
he's from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin originally. And if you look at that man and you were to say, where is this guy from?
Yeah, he's got that
Beaver
look.
Dam, Wisconsin is probably the most...
Yeah.
if Parent Trap was a ride, how would that happen? How would that be?
He's from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and
yet. Because here's a Mandela effect that I think I suffer from. How do you remember the Parent Trap ending?
Ah, Lindsay Lohan's career tanked.
See, my version of it, they don't get back together.
In the original one, I thought they didn't get back together.
No, they do. I watched it recently.
I thought the original one, they didn't get back together, but in the Lindsay Lohan
did. Yeah, I mean the Hayley Mills. In my head, they didn't get back together, and it was like, oh, they still get to be sisters, they're going to be closer, but they're like, you can't repair.
But then the sisters split, and one of them goes on to teach a class at a high school, and we meet Zach Morris. Yeah. Yeah. We're like, what? Hello, Miss Bliss. But then she's out of the picture, season two.
That's the British one, weirdly. The British one weirdly moves to California.
What the? Continuity's just messed up. Yeah. They need a reboot.
There's a British Saved by the Bell?
Times.
Wait, what? Huh? No. Miss Bliss, Saved by the Bell.
What's up, Miss Bliss? What was it called?
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
Good morning, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your... Okay, so
Parent
we're doing...
Trap Ride.
We're doing... Movie to Ride. First.
Yep, Movie to Ride.
Are we doing the second one later?
The Great
We're going back to Ride.
Okay, Movie to Ride, The Rocketeer.
Oh.
I would love it.
What would it be?
It would be...
Individual roller coaster.
It would be awesome. That's kind of awesome. No, it would be cool if it was a mix of Soarin...
Or Avatar. Flight of Passage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Flight of Passage. That'd
but
be cool.
Also with maybe we take... Like the dinosaur ride, which is also the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland, and we do that kind of setup, but we mix media.
Like Forbidden Journey, like Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Yes, and we're kind of going all of that. I think that would be awesome. They can incorporate the new IP because they have a kids show coming out. That would be so much fun.
You know what I like about that Forbidden Journey?
What's that?
Is that it hasn't been replicated. Universal is known for this now, of taking their ride... What do you call it? Structure, framework, and just duplicating it and like cloning itself. And then Disney does somewhat the same, but not near as much. But they left that one and they were like, that one is its own thing. It's got really cool tech. You're flying through in a really different way on an arm that moves you everywhere. Because now it's like, we built King Kong. What are we going to build now? We're going to build the Fast and the Furious. What is it? It's exactly the same. We're going to build the Gringotts. Oh, yeah, because it feels exactly the same as, not exactly, but close. To the Mummy. You got Transformers. Oh, we also are Spider-Man. Now we got Transformers. And they're the same ride vehicle. Mm. Pretty much the same ride. But I like they left that one on the Forbidden Journey. But we can bring it to Disney and make it the Rocketeer. Like
Steve Case says Rocketeer lay down coaster like the Superman ride.
You ever done that? The
I
lay down
done
roller
that
coasters?
Mm.
Amanda's, my wife's done them. She said they're pretty cool. I've never done it. Have you ever done it?
No.
The lay down
no.
roller coaster Superman ride? No? Nobody?
Where's that at?
It's at Six Flags Over Georgia.
Is it at Over Georgia?
I think they had one at Over Georgia. Yeah,
they might have moved it, but it was originally there.
They built multiple of those coasters.
They got a couple of them.
They got the Joker. They got Batman. Mm.
The Joker used to be called Mindbender. Uh-huh.
The Ninja.
I loved Mindbender.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my first roller coaster ever was?
The Ninja.
The Lanaga Mine Train.
Nope.
That was probably my first.
Scream Machine, but during the very specific era where they turned it backwards on the track.
Golly.
It was for the anniversary of it, like 20-year anniversary.
So did you load backwards and it just
went?
Okay, they flipped the car.
Yes. They just flipped
the
car.
They just
went up and you went down and everything was just going backwards.
Where was your first theme park? What was your first, what was like when you first went to an amusement park, what do you remember? What park?
Six Flags.
Yeah, it's probably Six Flags. I lived in Atlanta at the time.
Miracle Strip Park, Panama City.
Yeah.
If not, I mean, Disney I went to very young, so I would assume, I mean,
Disney
World, Disneyland, or Miracle Strip are probably in there. Miracle Strip is what I think of.
Theme park would be Disney.
Right, obviously.
But I had been to
Ghost Town in the Sky.
Some of the smaller ones on the coast.
Anyone else go to Ghost Town in the Sky?
I went to Ghost Town many times. Dollywood.
King's Dominion was the first one.
King's Dominion, those shoes are dope.
The Will, what?
Nothing. Well, I interviewed a member of Plus One there.
Oh, nice.
Complimented someone else's shoes and just goes, those shoes are dope.
Shoes are dope.
And we've been saying that ever since. Shoes are dope.
And Plus that, I mean, there was like, they were like rope sandals.
They were like Plus especially One's dope. Third record where they kind of sounded like Coldplay and it was like, wait a second.
He wasn't in the band by this point. Oh. This was the popular one.
Ashley Parker Angel.
Like Ashley got Parker it. Angel, forget his name.
He was the Christian Ashley Parker Angel.
Got yeah. it. So he was just Angel.
Are we talking about Plus One now?
Yes.
That's what we just said. Now, we were talking, about yeah.
My plus one to this idea would be some sort of Sword in the Stone ride, because I've always wanted something to do with Sword in the Stone. We have the
at the end
the sword that
which
everyone gets
whatever, strangely
sorted.
Enough is missing from the Magic Kingdom.
Is it?
Like there's just a piece of welded
you
metal.
You
want to
tell
sitting.
Me somebody got that thing out of there?
Yeah, but like,
finally.
Somebody's the king of Disney World?
Yep.
Is it you, Grease?
Did they get to lead the parade like in Full House?
That's what they should have done.
I remember, yeah.
It was something yep. like that.
They did pull
Michelle
the,
pulled
is that
it
where
out.
This whole legend comes from, is me watching some old episode of Full House?
And
I'm like
and
telling
Johnny.
I remember
the giant genie float. Remember like the
yeah.
giant
yeah.
genie
float? But at first, they didn't believe her. Because
right.
she pulled it out and like put the sword back in the
that's
stone.
That's where the, because we were at Disney
like,
and I was
like. Like the actual Sword in the Stone story.
Yes. Because I remember telling Johnny, I think, or maybe it was one of the nieces
it
or nephews.
It will come
like,
out some.
Right.
Occasionally they can trigger it to where it'll go like, but it never comes all the way
did
out.
Did they
it
ever
goes,
do that for a random person in the park? They would, and then you got
to
do.
I don't
think so. I think okay. there was like a ceremony. You got to try your luck
right.
if you pulled it out.
Somebody
you,
in the comments answer that. Because
wait,
I've told
no,
all our niece,
it always
my niece, nieces
moved
and
a little
nephews.
Bit. That was part of it.
It doesn't always move a little bit. Now it's like locked in there, and then you can move it if you trigger, you can move it significantly further out.
It doesn't move for me, but I think that's because my heart is not pure.
Is that the story?
Dilly Dilly.
Is that a beer?
Well, there's a recurrent Dilly Dilly commercial with it.
There's right behind that, or is it the wishing well right there where the elevator is to the tunnels.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The tunnel.
You just go. It kind of looks like a little closet.
But anyway, I think
get
a sword
in
the stone,
down.
Something would be fun.
All right. So
or a Robin Hood.
Or a Robin Hood.
Or a Robin Hood scenario.
A strange Atlanta episode.
Or a Robin Hood?
That'd be fun.
All right. So ride that you want to be a movie or.
I've done this with so many now, and kind of most of the classics have been taken. So I feel like we're.
I literally have just been
not
Googling rides in the, I mean, you got
I've
the.
I've got it one. Can I go?
Go.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to do some sort of Western movie with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree.
They've done a comic of it. It's good.
They did a comic
think,
of it?
I think so.
It'd be fun if they did a movie film. On the silver screen.
Yes.
Big Thunder
there
Mountain.
There could be a train
that's
robbery.
Ticket. I think that'd be fun.
I would like.
That's mine.
Jungle Cruise. Happening.
Yeah.
Star so, Tours. They should make that a movie.
They
specifically that plot line, like the whole.
What about the
original
Indiana Jones stunt
the original, you should go to Tad. Yeah, everyone goes to Endor.
There's a weird one because it's like I like your tiki room. I feel like that'd be good. I feel like your figment be good. Yeah, I'm going with the Rock and Roller Coaster. I think
Aerosmith the movie.
I don't like. There's a old Kiss movie called Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, which is Kiss. Has to
Scooby
go to a theme park. Well, there's another version of that.
Yeah.
Kiss goes to a... I believe they're performing a big concert to save a theme park from going out of business, and then this ghost on a roller coaster takes over, and they have to, like, use their magical powers, their Kiss powers, to stop it. It's not the greatest movie. Their voices are most...
Sounds solid.
Like, Ace Frehley just says, ack, the whole time. He goes, ack, ack. That's all he says, pretty much. And,
like I am...
Yes, but they asked him, he got mad. They're like, he's like, why do I only say this? They're like, that's all you said to us when we met with you, because he was a bit out of his mind. And then Peter Chris, they couldn't understand him, so they redubbed all his vocals to be like someone else talking. You can find it online, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. And then they redid that sort of similar concept with Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss recently. And the whole theme park and a rock band, I feel like there could be a cool movie there because the Scooby-Doo one's actually really good. They could kind of play off of that. I think there'd be a fun like rock and roller coaster. Like that sounds like a movie you would see on like the Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm.
The rock and roller coaster.
Mm.
Yeah. You ever seen that rock and roller coaster movie?
No.
That's not a thing. There is a movie in to figure out which one, Universal, they have the Incredible Hulk and the Hulk goes off and everyone dies. And I feel like that was a weird thing for them to even allow them to do in the park. But you know. It exists. I've seen it.
Mine is Space Mountain.
So I feel like
there's a continental shift that happens, and it makes our tallest mountains even taller, and people climb the mountains, and they experience weightlessness at the top.
That's pretty good.
Then, turn of events.
I feel like that first thing was a big turn of events.
They didn't know it, but the mountain actually went a little bit higher than they thought while people were traveling up and didn't know. And when they got up there, then they floated off into space, and now there's a rescue effort.
I kind of like that idea. I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Where he's like, I'll be here all week.
I will find it.
Let's come up with another name other than Space Mountain, though. What can we call it?
Mountain that
reaches up to space and takes a significant time
lost
to climb.
Lost in space, mountain.
Because
Speverest, the long, which the is long. Space and Everest together. Speverest.
Speverest.
Speverest. And there's a space yeti.
Can you imagine how cold that would be?
Oh, this is getting better.
Space yeti.
It's Speverest.
Guys, I don't know if this is a good idea.
Or maybe the space yeti comes down and starts throwing people 10 feet or 20 feet up in the air, and they start going away.
We've gone from potential silver screen to sci-fi now.
Yeah. Sci-fi network?
Sci-fi channel.
Because you could get to the point where you could literally just like dive and like...
Sci-fi?
Wait.
Like you could dive and like fly like Superman.
Now we're on voodoo.
I don't think he knows how space works.
I thought you were going to say... Somehow, our planet ends up in space.
Nice. Like we the axis. we
our
get out
planet
of,
starts floating through space. We're like a giant spaceship named Earth.
Yeah, the non-flat side goes to space.
Earth,
yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing?
That's what I just said.
No, I said, ooh.
All right, so y'all like my movie.
I like your movie.
Okay, I think that's a like guess.
There's some holes. There's some obvious plot holes in
that. What should we call plot holes with L?
Okay.
You said potholes.
Yeah.
This is not Jackson, Mississippi.
There was just potholes in that movie.
This is
it was a rough ride, if you know what I'm saying.
What would we call it?
What?
You still wanting to try to figure out what we call it?
No,
it's called People Mover.
It's a real weird twist of events.
It's called Speverest.
Speverest.
Speverest with the ghost yeti.
Can Matt Light, you say Speverest now?
Speverest?
Speverest.
Speverest.
We just went around the horn.
Mountain.
We all like, everyone's like, Speverest.
People Mover movie.
Speverest.
Speverest. Could be scary.
I'm trying to come up with a better name for Speverest. If you guys can come up with it, I don't know if you can.
The mountain which reached to space.
I don't think. What's another big mountain? Machu Picchu.
Everest.
Kilimanjaro.
Space
Machu Picchu.
Machu Space You.
That's the ticket.
What's another big Kilimanjaro? No, that's not a thing.
Not a thing.
What's a big mountain?
Kilimanjaro.
It's something like that. Though. It's close not that makes sense.
Wait, Star did you mountain. Just say Kilimanjaro is
Shut
not
up.
A thing?
No, it is a thing.
Bless the rains.
That is a thing.
I mean, it was already a ride. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, that's a
different ride is what I meant. Sorry.
All right. Let's let Terry give his ride. All right. So I'm going to break the rules because I can.
Of course.
Of course. You made up.
I think Figment should have a movie made around Figment just because I'm always throwing Figment in there.
Well, that's okay.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
How's that a rule break?
Yeah. But it's not. He's not necessarily an attraction, even though he's really the only part of the attraction.
You don't want any Dreamfinder or old Monty
Python
man. No,
that'd be cool. Like that old plot would be. I'd love to see that made into a full movie. But I think the attraction that would be the most fun would be the Walt Disney World Railroad. I'd love to see that made into a movie.
It's just
the story of the guys that like run the railroad and all the like murals that you drive through in the parks.
Do you do that at the Disney World one, or is that just at the Disneyland
one? It's just in the Disneyland one.
Yeah, Disneyland one that has the dinosaurs and all that.
Yeah.
Disney World's just kind of like a train.
Yeah.
All right, so our favorite graphic designer, Jackie, has a movie name idea.
Okay.
Who's to Space?
That wins.
That's pretty good. It doesn't really tie in.
I mean, but it's inside joke. It's just because we're making the movie, y'all.
Yeah, we're funding it, directing it, sure.
I like that.
Who's to space?
There's nothing that rhymes with mountain. Fountain. Space fountain.
Space fountain. Like that.
A fountain. You walk in. A waterfall. And it takes
like
you.
A geyser?
That's even better. You get blasted into space.
Dang.
It's a heck of a...
And it could be real scary music. Like ding, in the backtrack. Ding, ding,
bring the guy back. Ding. They did the Bellagio fountain from Epcot.
What?
Oh, I said because it's the fountain. I said, bring the guy back.
What's the Bellagio fountain?
The guy that did the fountain at Epcot is now like is the guy that like his company
Oh,
they're the
I just heard
people.
The Bellagio fountain of Epcot. I'm like, is that something I missed that they did? No?
Same creator.
Creator of what?
The guy that did the fountain at Epcot is also the guy that did the Bellagio fountain. He has a whole... He's like company. The fountain guy for the... Like, he has a company that makes...
Like your fog man.
He's a fountain man. Fountainman.
Your fog man does all the fog.
He does the fog,
He's like a known fogman. I feel like that was decent. Last did week you was give better.
I didn't yet, but kind of just piggybacking on all the idea. We were talking about Kilimanjaro. Did anybody say Everest?
No, we said Spefrest.
Right, Expedition Everest, the movie. That'd be kind of cool. And then you're fighting Yetis.
Yeah, I like that.
You're climbing a mountain with Joe Rohde and...
No, it's cooler than that.
You're putting on cool earrings.
Yeah, you got tons of cool earrings. It's a sequel to Cool Runnings. It's weird.
Cool earrings.
Do they get piercings? It's Cool Runnings, or is that... that's?
They do on this mountain.
No, what movie is that? With the nose piercing.
Cool Runnings Ride?
Oh, like, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
No, that's just the bobsled ride.
It could be like replacing Test Track.
Get out of there. Yeah. I was going to say Test Track, but we've already got Days of Thunder.
Stop it. This is good.
Hey, man, we got some really good news now. Jamaica's got a bobsled ride.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's the commercial in the 90s.
We have not done. We've legit come up with two good ride ideas today. Like, legit.
And a good film.
And a film that might be entertaining.
I mean, a good film.
Spefrest.
It's a little.
Spefrest.
Working title.
I don't like Spefrest.
Spefrest is the Blue Harvest.
Reese clearly wasn't even paying attention during that whole thing. He just looked at you and you said Spefrest. Like, what the heck?
No, no.
What are you talking about?
I thought he said Beverest. Like a
beveraged?
Yeah, like the beverage Everest.
Spefrest is the Blue Harvest to the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Or was the Empire Strikes Back? Which was Blue Harvest?
Don't know.
New Hope. No, New Hope, they don't care.
Blue milk.
That was a New Hope.
Yeah.
Green milk was the Last Jedi.
So we have new movies, we have new rides, and we have a Booze Clues Cruise.
Blues Cruise, Blues Clues. What? What are you guys saying?
Blues Clues Cruise.
That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today.
I'm Sanka.
Sanka.
Oh.
What are their names?
Yeah, man.
Sanka.
Hey, Sanka. You dead?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I loved it. I saw that in the theater in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Back
to the Future 2 there. I saw Ghostbusters 3 there. Great. It was a great movie theater. What was the first movie you saw in theaters, live action? Do you have a recollection?
Oh, man. I need to think about that. I know yours was Jurassic Park.
Nope.
I thought it was.
No.
I was way before that.
I don't know about live action. I have a very, very early memory of The Land Before Time in a theater. But that's a
cartoon. I remember.
When did Jurassic Park come out?
1993, June 11th.
Yeah. That was like
real specific.
It changed my world.
Outside
Terry.
Of cartoons, that might be my first one. I don't know.
You were that old by the time you saw a live action movie?
Dude.
Maybe. I don't know.
You were 12? Like 10 years old. How old are you?
I'm trying to think about it, man.
I always think that Ghostbusters 2 was my first movie that I saw in the theaters. It was live action. But I saw Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3, I saw that in the theater,
too. So my assumption is, they only came out 6 months apart. So my thought is, did we not go see Back to the Future 2?
Mm. I definitely saw Back to the Future 2 in theaters.
I would assume I would have had to. Why would I go see Back to the Future 3 when they were that close to each other?
I know my first R-rated movie was RoboCop.
Mine was Eraser.
Man, what were our parents thinking?
My parents didn't know.
Yeah, I was seven and went to see Back to the Future 2,
which is also rated R.
But
I can't remember if PG. I know I saw 3 in a theater. I can't remember if I saw 1 or 2.
I definitely saw like a couple of Fievel movies in theaters. Yeah, but those aren't live.
Like cartoon, the first movie I saw would have been Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound?
In the theater. Classic. The first movie I remember, I think as a family, we went to go see... Loretta Lynn story, Coal Miner's Daughter.
That's a good one.
But the first movie I had a saying going to see, I'm going to see a movie, was Empire Strikes Back in the theaters.
That's a good one. So Ghostbusters 2 came out June 16th, 1989. And I know for a fact I saw that, but Back to the Future 2 came out in November of 1989. So... Yeah, Ghostbusters 2.
Can I tell you what one of my favorite Disney movies of all time is? that I saw in the theater a bunch of times. Three Musketeers.
Nice.
Live action.
Oh, yeah. As opposed to, is there a cartoon version?
Yeah, with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Thank that's the Three Musketeers.
Yeah. I saw...
Who was in the Disney version of that?
The live action?
The live action.
Oliver Platt.
Sting.
No, Sting. He did the theme song with Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
That's right.
Which
Not
one?
Ryan Adams. Ryan Adams.
If Ryan Adams did the theme, yeah. too.
No, it was Oliver Platt. It was...
I came into this movie on the 4th of July.
Kiefer Sutherland. Mm. It was Chris O'Donnell. It was... what's his name?
I like this. Oh, Chris
Tiger
O'Donnell.
Blood.
Loved him. Tiger Blood. Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh. This is a heck of a cast.
All-star cast, some
Kiefer,
might say.
This was post-Lost Boys pre-24, so this was like kind of a weird era for Kiefer.
Yeah, it was also, he looked a lot older then than he does now, which is yeah, weird. It's like, man, Kiefer is looking rough, and then he became 24 awesome.
Remember Man in the Iron Mask?
There's also,
Tim Curry.
That was a rough, Tim Curry was Tim Cardinal Curry Richelieu. Was he was an evil, evil man.
Remember that version of Les Mis?
He's powerful, though.
I went to that with you.
Which one?
Les Mis.
Oh, Lord. No songs.
The no musical Les Mis.
With Liam Neeson.
Yes. Like Awful. Rob Roy era Liam Neeson.
Which it's like, I mean, I understand that the book is a classic and wonderful, but it shouldn't be without music if you're watching it.
Yeah, nobody, no one's read the book.
No one does Aladdin.
Google that.
Yeah. Or read the Atlantic magazine.
More of an Aladdin ride. That would be.
There's the... Magic carpets.
An actual,
yeah, but more of a lot. An actual attraction. You could do, again, like a dinosaur scenario where you're.
You love that dinosaur car.
It's a fun ride.
Hurts.
Used to be scarier than it is now.
I could definitely see where you go into the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Cave of Wonders.
And you're tracking around there. You get out of the Cave of Wonders. It's kind of a sequel to the movie, so. Jafar is he was a genie later, right? Turned into an evil genie.
But then he's contained in the lamp.
Okay,
spoilers.
So we're before this point, but he's he just got out of the lamp and he's still
like the red
so
genie.
So he's popping up everywhere. He turned into the big snake at the
first,
end.
The genie turns bad.
Genie breaks bad.
Yeah, and then he goes red genie, which is Jafar genie.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And then he comes back in Return of Jafar.
That's the one.
And King of Thieves.
The third one. But you could totally do a ride on, like, you're in the cars, the carpet.
The good news about a lot of these is a lot of these that are going to become movies. I feel like after
they're
we
gonna
do
work
all,
their way back around.
They're going to work their way back around because after they've remade every animated movie, they're going to have to find something else to start.
I saw, what was the one they most recently announced for the animated that's becoming a live action?
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. And I've seen the sets because they're built, they're in
Savannah.
Yeah, and they look great.
Savannah.
But I've seen people like...
Don't care.
...taking pictures of it.
I think it could be fun. I'll watch it because I'll have the service. Because
it's the same problem I have with
Lion
King.
Maybe it's Lilo. Lilo and Stitch, they announced. That's the one that I'm like...
Live action?
Live action.
Those creatures don't even exist in real life.
Well, there's more humans in that movie than there are pretty much any of these other movies they're making.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Lion King is the one that's like, so you're going to make an remake an animated movie with animated... characters
live
and
action animated.
Live action animated.
Yeah, it's just a cartoon.
It's
just
CGI
a better looking cartoon.
Of...
But if you did Lilo and Stitch, you'd have to have like a little girl.
And an alien.
And an Elvis alien.
Well,
I don't know. I don't feel like this is the same reason I feel like at the Polynesian at Ohana when it's still Lilo and Stitch, it is that moment of like, why have we not made this Moana? Like, why? You could charge double the price. Because who cares? Right now about, I guess people do, about Lilo and Stitch compared to Moana.
Yeah. Actually, Steve Case, who suggested this episode.
Steve Case.
He just posted that his wife works in downtown Savannah.
Savannah.
And like it's like outside her office window, she's watching this movie be made right now.
So she's just looking at sets because I assume they're not real dogs.
Maybe. They talk? Your dog doesn't talk?
Your dog does?
Maybe.
A dog just runs out.
I don't know how we're supposed to respond to this right now. Because
weird
Terry's having a breakdown.
I feel like we're back on Spevris.
Yeah.
anything can happen on Spevris.
Apparently.
What happens in Spavrist?
Stays in Spavrist.
Never comes back.
Floats away in
Spavrist. Yeah, whatever happens in Spavrist.
If I could turn back Spavrist.
Maybe they have to figure out moon boots to wear.
No, you have to keep
them. It's a whole moon boots are super dangerous.
We finally find out what those moon boots are. Remember moon boots?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Super dangerous. Shoes. They were trampoline shoes. Yeah,
they were purple and green. Mm-hmm. We had them. I would fall and bust my face.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I get carpet burn. Like nobody's business on my face from those moon shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh,
yeah. Just,
yeah.
Steve said he's seen real dogs and some stuffed dogs, too. Are they stuffed real dogs?
Probably. It's like I saw them shoot a moment of the Avengers once. Not to brag or drop a weird thing there. I don't even know what they were shooting, to be honest. But they had Scarlett Johansson was Black Widow like, flying around, and they just had a Hulk head on a stick.
Yeah.
And then eventually, after like 5 minutes of us standing there, like just staring, they were like, "You got to move along." And I was like, "Okay,
move along, audience."
There was two Black Widows because it was her, and then her stunt double, and then
a Hulk head on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want a Hulk.
That was
on
maybe
a stick.
The weirdest celebrity encounter I've ever had. Because rarely do you meet a celebrity and they're decked out full on in the costume of their famous character. Mm. Like, I didn't meet her, but we were like close to meeting you, and there's not Scarlett Johansson. There's Black Widow, and that was a bit odd. That's like that was like one of those like this feels like this shouldn't happen. Like doesn't feel like reality, but it did.
When I lived in New Mexico,
I tried to get a picture, but I couldn't.
I got to be an extra on Independence Day: Resurgence, terrible movie, and I got to meet the actual Jeff Goldblum, who is just like all of his characters. So that was a collision. Thing, yeah. It was the same thing. It's like, oh, you, this is you.
Dick Van Dyke's kind of like that too. You're like you're this dude.
Mm-hmm. Man,
in a great way.
That was fun.
I'm also speaking of Dick Van Dyke. I'm hopeful that we really do get a Mary Poppins ride.
Yeah, that's what I figured was the one I said. I feel like it's gonna. I think it's gonna happen.
It's
at least something. Assuming this is as big a hit as it's gonna be, because early reactions are that this movie is unbelievable.
Yeah,
and extremely I'm trying to positive. Get my hopes up. We'll see. Because they're saying it's like. Life-changingly good.
Mm.
And meets every expectation. And that is pretty darn tough, so I look forward to it.
You go in with no expectations.
Anyone see Halloween?
No.
Anybody? We're going tomorrow.
Did see First Man.
Did you see Goosebumps 2?
No.
I want to see that.
Which one? Goosebumps 2?
Yes.
So does Riker.
I'll go with Riker.
He's like, there's killer gummy bears.
This if he's like, Uncle Will, can you come with me and Daddy to go see this? I'd be like, I'm there. I love Goosebumps.
You see Johnny English Strikes Again.
Couldn't care less.
I don't know if it's playing in America.
Probably shouldn't be.
All right.
All right.
I think next week is Halloween, so everybody get your costumes together.
We are wearing costumes in the studio next week.
Yes, so next Tuesday,
are we really?
Yes.
I mean,
yes. We are.
And I give Rob Johnson, who's looking at us, who I think we should just call our producer, though. You just sit there, but it's like you're in the Gelman role. Like, you just sit there, like, why are you here?
He is Gelman.
It's Gelman.
Rob, I'm going to need you to come up with a costume idea for me
you
for
can be
next
Gelman.
Week. That's Rob's sweet spot.
I think he's got a trunk full. He's got a storage unit, a pod, full of just, it's a box of gimmicks.
Yeah.
He's like Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
So next week, tune in to see see Rob dressed as Animal from the Muppets. I'm just going to be the hands of the chef, of the Swedish chef. So it's actually really realistic human hands, which is weird. And I'm just going to do the show like this.
And then like a fish will fly by.
Yeah. It's interpretive. It's like the documentary on the Swedish chef. So, all right. Whose hands were those? Whose hands were the Swedish chef? Frank Oz? Yeah, Frank Oz. Let's wrap it up.
Mm. That's what I've been saying for years.
See you next week. See you next Halloween, which is in 1 week. Hope you guys... Tell us what you're wearing. What's your costumes? If it's Disney-themed, great. If it's not, like mine, tell us anyway. Because Will's going as Count Dracula, original Count
Vlad
Chocula.
The Impaler. Vlad Impaler. The Chocolate. Tub.
Which I feel like at our Halloween store, you get plenty of props to be Vlad the Impaler. Real easy.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah, we got original Vlad. Oh, you want
you
his
somebody impaled
device.
We got plenty.
That's
a whole
what,
section.
D- Tim Skipper said, how many people do you have to impale before it becomes part of your name?
I feel like two.
At least
just
two.
Just two.
Two. Yeah.
Two. One, you're like, okay, it was an accident. Like, two stuff went wrong.
Yeah, but it's like, that's second degree impaling. Right. It's like, you had the opportunity and you impaled.
Yeah.
But if you do it more than once, then it's like first degree impaling.
I'm going to be Vlad the Impounder, and I just work over at the lot. Get your car. So don't leave it where it shouldn't be parked.
Don't you leave before you see me.
Is a parking boot part of your costume?
Maybe.
All right, let's wrap it up. Terry, what are you going to be?
No, you can't do this. You say let's wrap it up, and then when you go to Terry, who I don't think is planning on
dressing up.
Terry, you got to dress up, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you going?
The last time I dressed up for Halloween, I did dress up for one of Logan's parties as the broom from Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was...
I have very little recollection of that.
He had like a hair piece,
no,
right?
No, he didn't. No, it was just a chest piece.
Chest piece?
How was it?
I don't remember. I think I had a hat, and then I did like the broom. Or Leslie was the hat. I think Leslie was that. She put stars all over her dress.
She is the sorcerer's hat, and you were the broom. That's the broom. A good costume.
It was a good costume.
Yeah.
I'll dress up as a empowered Disney fan or something next week.
I don't even know what that means.
He's going to wear his normal clothes.
He's going to wear his normal clothes with just like a Twitter box over your head.
I'm going to dress up as Disney Twitter.
All right, what are you going as, Matt Lott? But not what you're going after real Halloween. What are you going to come as next week?
Well, I have a couple of costumes.
Spavrist?
I feel like if anybody has the most actual costumes, probably. I feel like Matt Lott goes home and probably changes into a costume every day.
You don't want to know about my home life, Terry. It gets real weird.
Wow.
Real quick. Yeah.
Well said. I think that was a good time to wrap up.
Spavrist.
This never ends well. Just end it.
It's like an SNL sketch. We just don't know how to
end it.
No, we do. We say, thanks for listening to WDW this week. I'm Logan Seculo. I'm Will Haynes. I'm Terry Weaver. I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you
on the next show.